Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Ksubis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Psula Nisais, Leyoim Ravi. A Psula. Psula is a girl that never got married. Our Mishnah says, a Psula should get married only Leyoim Ravi, only on Wednesday. We'll soon see why. V'yalmon Leyoim Chemishi. And a widow, she should get married only on Yoim Chemishi, only on Thursday. And the reason for this explains the Mishnah. Shepamayim b'Shabbos. Because twice a week, Bate Dinim, the courts, Yoishvin b'Yorois, they sit in the large towns, they sit down to a session, and it's b'Yom HaSheni or b'Yom HaChemishi, on Monday and Friday. Okay, so why should the Psula get married only on Wednesday, and the Almona on Thursday? And the answer is, Shimhoyloi Tainas Psulim. Let's see the Chosn Tainas. She's not a Psula. He has different claims. I was told she was never together with a man, and he says it's not true. The reason we wanted to get married on Wednesday, as opposed to the other days of the week, is Shimhoyloi Tainas Psulim, if the Chosn has Taka. Such a Taina that she's not a Psula. Hoyamashkim lebezdin. Next morning on Thursday, go straight to Bezdin. You see, if she was together with another man, if what he's saying is true, we want him to go to Bezdin when he's still upset about it. Now, let's explain something which we had already seen many times in previous Masechtas. Marriage is broken up into two parts. There's Erusin and Nisuyin. The Erusin is the Kiddushin. One of the ways of doing Kiddushin is the chassan puts the ring on the kala's finger in front of two edim and says, "Hareyat mikudashes li b'tabazu kedas moishav Yisrael." At that point, she's partially married. When I say partially married, that means, in regard to certain halacha, she's an eshes ish. She can't be with anyone else. If she doesn't want to continue on to the next phase of marriage, which is the chuppah, the nesuyin, she would need a get. In the times of the Mishnah, they would first do kiddushin. Then she would go back to her father's house, and sometimes up to 12 months later was the chuppah. So after the chuppah, he says, no, she's not a psula. That could mean she was mezana with someone else after she was already mekudeshes. And then she would have to be usher to him. So we want this to be straightened out in Bezdin. Wait a second, you just told me that Bezdin meets on Monday and Thursdays. So she can get married on Sunday also. So Monday morning he can go to Bezdin. And the answer is, the Gemara explains, as the Batanura brings over here, Chacham were very concerned that there shouldn't be too much pressure on the Bnei Yisrael who have to prepare the Suda for the wedding. If we're going to allow marriages on Sunday, that doesn't leave much time after Shabbos to prepare a proper Suda for a Chasan and a Kala. It would put tremendous, tremendous pressure. It would be such a burden on the Bnei Yisrael. I guess in those days, they didn't work with caterers. Everyone was mishtatef to prepare for the chasana. Everyone was part of it. So Chazal even pushed off the wedding 3 days to make sure that after Shabbos, they have at least 3 days to prepare for the wedding. Furthermore, Zakta Batanira, when Taka Bezdin does not necessarily sit on Monday and Thursday, so there's no inyan to Badafka get married on Wednesday. Now, what's the reason that if someone marries an almoni, he should marry her on Thursday? Here, too, we see how sensitive Chazal were to the needs of Bnei Yisrael. Now, the halacha is, when someone marries a girl that was never married, he has to stay home the whole Sheva Brachas. He's not allowed to go to work. He has to stay home and be in Sameacher. He can't just leave her alone. By an almana and a grusha, the halacha is, he has to stay home for 3 days. But because the simcha is not as great as when he marries someone for the first time, so Chazal was scared that he may have a yitzhar to go work. So Mimele, they said, you know what, let the almona get married on Thursday. The day he's getting ready for his chuppah at night, he's not going to go to work then. And the next day is the day right after the chuppah. And then it's Shabbos. So by all likelihood, she is going to have her 3 days of simcha. So chazing over the first mission of our Masechta, our mission is teaching us that someone marries a psula, that's a woman that was never married. The chasana should be on Wednesday. And almana on Thursday. Monday and Thursday is when Bezdin meets. If he has a taina or a chash, that she was not loyal to him, that she was mezana, he should be able to go to Bezdin the next day. Afterwards, he may cool off, he won't be so upset, and he won't go. And if she was Taka Mizana, if she was with another man after the Kiddushin, he's not allowed to live with her. Now, how come she can't get married then on Sunday? Because Monday morning, Bezdin also meets. And the answer is, Chazal were worried for the B'nai Yisrael. They shouldn't be under too much pressure. They can't start cooking for the Chasana until after Shabbos, because until then they're busy with Shabbos. So we want to give them at least 3 days to prepare the feast, to prepare the wedding, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now, a Chasin who marries a Psula has to stay home for the whole Sheva Brachas, to be Mesamecha. You can't just leave her alone and run off to work. A Chasin that marries an Almana or a Grusha, so there the halacha is he has to stay home for 3 days. We were scared, however, being that it's not such a big simcha, at least not as much as when he marries a psula, so therefore he won't do it. So Chazal and Misak can let her get married on Thursday. So Thursday is the Yom HaChuppah, he's preparing for the wedding. Won't go to work then. Friday is the day right after the wedding. And then it's Shabbos, so by all likelihood he'll be home those 3 days. By the way, you know what the din is with Sheva Brachas? If she was married before? Well, if the Chasin never got married before, or the Kala never got married before, so we make the regular Sheva Brachas for 7 days. If the Chasin and the Kala were both an Alman and an Almana, then the Sheva Brachas, the 7 brachas that we say by Evi Suda, by regular Chasin and the Kala, are only for the first. But through the told us that Bizman Hazeh, where Bezin does not necessarily mean on Monday and Thursday, of the girl who was never married to get married on Wednesday does not apply.